Welcome back. Well, Ethos and African Rainbow Capital have partnered in up and inked a 1.5 billion rand deal to buy out fintech platform Crossfin. This transaction, one of the largest private equity-led investments in the local fintech sector, and is set to provide Crossfin with the necessary capital to grow its portfolio. Joining me now with some insight on the deal, Edward Pitsey, who's managing partner at Ethos, a mid-market fund, and ARX deal executive Charmaine Pariachi as well. Welcome to you both, and thanks so much for joining us this evening. And perhaps let's start off with you on that end, Edward. We're looking at this partnership between Ethos Private Equity and African Rainbow Capital. Why the team up? Is it the sheer scale of the transaction that forced you two together?
So thanks for having us this evening. So I guess it's a number of factors. When the genesis of the journey started, we both were looking at the asset individually. But once we started to understand management's vision for this business, the business is led by Dean and Anton, who are phenomenal. They've done excellent work and delivered lots of shareholder value with limited resources. And once we started to understand their vision in the picture, it became abundantly clear that just buying the asset and kind of playing on a deal-by-deal basis post-acquisition isn't going to work. We needed to give the guys proper runway and back them in terms of how they're going to grow the asset base. And in terms of the assets that they wanted to target, they were very clear in terms of the acquisition pipeline that they have, but more importantly, the growth initiatives that are fully embedded within the existing array of assets within the group.
Yeah. Charmaine, we talk about scale, right? Let's talk about this price tag, 1.5 billion rand. I mean, that's a price tag that you can hardly ignore right now. So talk us through the kind of tussle that happened at the negotiating table, if at all here. I was reading the Business Day article that was released today and says the buyout comes at a time when private equity outfits are on the hunt for well-priced deals. How much of a score was this for you at that 1.5 billion rand tag?
Yeah, I mean, I think obviously, you know, we're quite aggressive in our own negotiating style, both ARC and Ethos. We felt this was a very reasonably priced investment in a sector, being fintech, that is actually scaling aggressively right now and attracting huge sums of capital from international investors. If you look at the 1.5 billion, it is a combination of approximately 50 to 60% of that is the acquisition price for the existing shareholders. So to buy out the existing shareholders, and the balance is for the growth capital, which Ed referred to earlier, in order to enable Crossfin to embark on the next stage of its evolution. So that was how the deal was structured. The 1.5 billion does not represent the valuation of the business, but it's a combination of acquisitive and growth capital. We feel very pleased with the transaction and the way it was structured and how we were able to participate in the deal. We also feel that hopefully the selling shareholders feel the same. We believe it was a very fair deal on both sides.
Yeah, we look at how this deal was structured. It comes with a consortium of investors buying in here. I want to take a look at that because, you know, where growth is so much on the agenda, growing this portfolio from now on, Edward, who leads that growth path?
So fortunately, we partnered, as I said earlier, with a highly experienced management team who have grown up in the technology sector. Dean and Anton have nurtured a number of the businesses within the stable. The strategic growth path for each of the assets within the group is very, very clear. And we're just bringing challenge to the table. We're bringing in a lot of energy in trying to accelerate some of the growth. And in addition as well, when it comes to the new acquisition targets, I think that's where a lot of our tactical nous, our structuring skills will come to bear. But it's really a collaborative effort. In a consortium deal like this, you need to be partnered with an aligned group of investors. And that's what we've managed to strike up here.
Charmaine, we've been talking up to this point on a very headline basis about the opportunity and the growth potential and fintech and that being the next, sector to tackle and take off aggressively. Talk us through some of the opportunity you've identified there and just how rife is that growth opportunity from here on out?
Completely. I think Crossfin is a very interesting business, and this is why we liked it. It's a mix of, some mature, stable businesses that are very profitable, combined with some very high growth, earlier stage companies that are well positioned for accelerated growth, particularly with capital at their disposal. So we believe there's immense opportunity, particularly on two of the businesses within Crossfin, being Ikoka and Retail Capital. So Ikoka is the merchant acquiring business, placed at the lower end of the market, the more informal SME market. We believe there's a massive opportunity for scale and growth there. And Retail Capital is an SME merchant advance business, which advances a credit to SMEs in the South African sector. So both of those businesses, we believe, are well positioned for aggressive growth, and a fair chunk of our growth capital will be going to support those.
Yeah, playing devil's advocate here, Edward, what are the biggest challenges to that growth opportunity as you see it?
So I would say we've dealt with the biggest challenge, which has been access to capital. Here you had a highly talented management team, assets which are on a great growth path, but were starved of capital. And by bringing the additional capital to the table, we're actually unlocking that full potential. Obviously, the usual requirements in terms of creating successful investments will apply. We need to be disciplined from a capital allocation perspective, because we've kind of flipped the trajectory of the business. It's gone from a business that has had limited access to capital to quite a substantial amount of capital. And I think our capital allocation focus will be a big focus for the consortium.
Let's leave it there. Thank you both for having joined us on the line this evening, and good luck. Of course, I asked that question in the context of business confidence still languishing, so we take a look at where that heads from here on out as we move into the new year. Of course, Charmaine Padiachi is with African Rainbow Capital, and Edward Pizzi from Ethos.